ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 16, entitled King Chitraketu Meets the Lord. Today's text 46 and 47. So the 47 is on the board. We are first reading the translation for 46. O unlimited Supreme Personality of Godhead, whatever a living entity does in this material world is well known to you. Because you are the super soul. In the presence of the sun, there is nothing to be revealed by the light of a glow worm. Similarly, because you know everything, in your presence, there is nothing for me to make you known. Text 47. Please repeat. Namaha Tubhyam Bhagavate. Namastubhyam Bhagavate Shakala Jagat Sthiti Laya Udaya Ishaya Shakala Jagat Sthiti Layo Dayashaya Durvashita Atmagataye Durvasitatmakataye Kuyoginam Bheda Paramahamsaya Kuyoginam Bheda Paramahamsaya. Others please try. Namastubhyam Bhagavate. Shakala Jagastita Layo Dayeshaya Durvashita Atma Gataye Kuyoginam Bheda Paramamsaya. Word by word. Namaha. All obeisances. Tubhyam. Unto you. Bhagavate. Your Lordship. Shakala. All Jagat of the cosmic manifestation, Sthiti of the maintenance, Laya dissolution, Udai and creation, Ishaya unto the Supreme Lord, Duravashita impossible to understand. Atmagataye, whose own position, Ku Yoginam, of those who are attached to the objects of senses, Bheda, by the false understanding of separatedness, Paramhamsaya, unto the Supreme Pure. Purport and translation by His Divine Grace Srila Vaicharanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. My dear Lord, you are the creator, maintainer and annihilator of this cosmic manifestation. But persons who are too materialistic and who always see separateness do not have the eyes with which to see you. They cannot understand your real position, and therefore they conclude that the cosmic manifestation is independent of your opulence. My Lord, you are the Supreme Pure, and you are full in six opulences. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport. Atheistic men think that the cosmic manifestation has come about by chance, by a combination of matter without reference to God. Materialistic so-called chemists and atheistic philosophers always try to avoid even the name of God in relation to the cosmic manifestation. For them, God's creation is impossible to understand because they are too materialistic. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Paramahamsa, or the Supreme Pure, whereas those who are sinful, being very much attached to the material sense enjoyment and therefore engaging in material activities like asses, are the lowest of men. All their so-called scientific knowledge is null and void because of their atheistic temperament. Thus, they cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
So today there is one verse 46. It is King Chitraketu meets the Lord, and here he is glorification of the Lord going on. So this is 46, 47. Prabhupada didn't write purport of 46. Saying, oh, unlimited Supreme Personality of Godhead, whatever living entity does in this material world is well known to me. This is also in Bhagavad Gita. All these things are repetition. Nothing else. He is saying, who cannot understand God? Who doesn't understand God? Who will understand God? Who is living animal life? He cannot understand. Put some weight. Otherwise, you keep. Yes. It is only said, it is only bhakta mam abhijanati. Krishna himself, top authority, saying, only bhakta can understand God. Even karmi, jnani, even yogi, sometime, they have got other aspiration. They cannot understand. What to speak of those who are materialists? Materialist means after sense gratification, whether gross, Kanak Kamini or Pratistha. He cannot understand. And that is who he is, a devotee. Devotee is free from this attraction. That is what Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says. How you know, in shortest possible way? You see, from negative side, how much you have become free from this attraction of these three things. Kanaka, running after wealth. Kamini, opposite gender. Enjoyment, sensual pleasure. Pratistha means profit, adoration and distinction. Devotee is supposed to be introspective. He is thoughtful. Who am I? If this question doesn't come, he is more or less animal. There is a before living from our material vision. Our founder Acharya says, Institute Varnashram Dharma. Institute Varnashram Dharma. Find out where your status is, your inclination is. Accordingly, ask Guru. Sadguru will tell, Prabhupada's book is there, who is Guru, who is disciple, ideal, and find out. What is accordingly, there are 64 items. And we do. He will tell, you do this service, assignment. Otherwise, general instruction there, what is bhakti? Here is one example. Bhakti is saying, because he is a devotee, he is glorifying the Lord. Because he experiences it. We theoretically know, and hearing this, and when we render devotional service, we face many hurdles. Many changes, ISKCON going through it, say within ISKCON's 50 years completed. We've gone through so many, shall we say, experiences which may not be, which may be little may not be little far from pleasant maybe. But still devotees are coming. Still some devotees are still carrying on devotional service. Why? You have got some purity. Prabhupada said, longer a devotee is, he must have purity. Without purity, purity is the force. He cannot survive. He cannot survive. What to speak of these materialist people? They are far, far away. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, more you are becoming materialist, more you are away from Krishna, from God. Become dull-headed. But devotees, even if any menial service doing sweeping floor, he is free from tension, he is free from anxiety. This is the first symptom. Free from all material miseries. Doesn't matter menial service, but he is the servant. She is a servant of the God, King of all kings, Supreme King Krishna. So he is cleaning the heart. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Cheto Dharpana Marjanam. Here he is glorifying the Lord. He become glorified. His name is there in Srimad Bhagavatam. Many of us in the movement there, nobody knew us. The moment you came under the shelter of Prabhupada, shelter of ISKCON and leaders, and he started serving the Lord, he became so much famous, he became so much opulent. Can never think of. Maybe having gone to, I think many, from one village to another, now he may be going New York, London, Paris. Can you think of? Because he is in touch with Krishna, serving Krishna. Krishna's servant, Krishna being owner of everything, a servant naturally enjoys all those things. And people cannot understand how these guys are bhakta, living opulent life. Yes, ISKCON is okay. But he is serving Krishna. He is not serving. Whether he is even maybe only drinking water. No, he is a great sadhu. No, it is not necessary. For the service of Krishna, that is most important. That is what Prabhupada says. There are some other places, a sadhu is there, harikatha is there. But and he is going day and night work hard. That is what Krishna, Krishna says. Krishna says, mat chitta, mat gata prana. Bodhayanta paraspara. He didn't tell about that much austerity. It's Kali Yuga, who can do that much austerity? This austerity is enough, Prabhupada says. Get up early in the morning, take bath, come to Mangala Arati. Austerity. You don't have to leave everybody, his near and dear one's family, go to Himalaya and push nose and sew inside the cave. This year is wonderful. One day I saw one of my God sister, she is just crying. I wish one day I also cry like that. And she is saying, I asked out of feeling, she belongs to her family, old duty. Mataji, why are you crying? Maharaj, I cannot feel, I feel, I have to now go back far away from here. Here you all the time chanting, dancing, going on. This is bhakti and you are missing it. Other place maybe, temple not so many vibrant now, many temples. This happened after some time, not by maybe one day again, once it was vibrant, now it is not so vibrant. I am just coming from now one festival, Russia. 6,000 devotees chanting, dancing for hours. I wish I can. Of course, I was doing some other duty to prepare to give class or do other classes, brahmachari or whatever. But I was also had the chance to give class to them. We feel so much enthusiasm, associating with enthusiastic devotee like ISKCON. Maybe Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, coming 10,000 years, coming here, this Bhaktivinoda's mood will go on. This how to serve the Lord best possible way and preach His glories, which here Chitraketu is doing. Whole Srimad Bhagavatam is the glorification of the Lord. Lord's name, Lord's form, His beauty, His pastime. This mandir is saturated with this. That is why Prabhupada said, Vrindavan, Mayapur, Jagannathpuri, 24 hours kirtan should go on. And so many people coming. No other temple like that, like ISKCON. It is one of the most, Prabhupada said, maybe the most beautiful temple in whole of India. So many people coming. Prabhupada said, this is once in Melbourne, one devotee wrote, Hubert, Maya is so strong, I go out for chanting in the street, distributing book, Prabhupada said. There is Lord Gopinath there, there is Jagannath Baladev Shuddha there, I am talking about Melbourne temple. In 90s I used to go, now I could make it, went to only Sydney this time. And Prabhupada wrote him back, you most probably don't know, you are not in the material world, you are in the spiritual world. Your temple is saturated with Krishna consciousness, everybody is engaged in Krishna's service, chanting, all this going on, Lord is there. Be in tune with this consciousness. Then you are not in Maya. Maya may be very strong, but your sadhana is strong, with always with the association with the devotees, that is why ISKCON is made. Moment you get out, overnight want to become whatever, Paramahansa or all, this can become at best a duck, not Paramahansa, pack pack. Big talk. Prabhupada, see, in my book everything is there. Prabhupada one place says, in first canto Srimad Bhagavatam, simply first canto you can digest it. Everything there to be completely become God conscious. Not only I am not this body, I am Paramatma realization, and ultimately God realization is there. But I gave you everything. You don't have to go to other places. The Srimad Bhagavatam, everything Prabhupada gave in Srimad Bhagavatam. In his book, we simply strictly follow. And authority is there. We check with Guru Prabhupada what he is saying. He's telling with the Prabhupada. Very nice. Just by the blessing of Guru, Guru Mukha Padavakka, Chittate Koryaikka, Anna Korya Manya. And who is Guru? Prabhupada is Guru. Krishna is Guru. He's not telling with that, they'll have problem. Always we are having problem. As long as you are sticking to Prabhupada, Krishna, no problem. What is the problem? Prabhupada, I have given everything, find out. Their ideal question, their ideal answer. Why talk about negative thing? Why talk about positive thing? Now I am coming, so many devotees, new devotees coming. Some parts of the world. I am hearing now we have got already a temple in China. Of course Prabhupada said, see, you know, maintain also beauty. Don't change what I gave you, especially basic thing. Then, maybe in one action, in horizontally it is, and vertically maybe it is not going up. In other words, some has to see the purity. We are following Prabhupada's line. Prabhupada gave a wonderful thing called what is necessary. There are many unnecessary questions there. We are not bothered about that. Stick to Prabhupada. That is what Prabhupada himself said. Bhagavad Gita as it is. So many Bhagavad Gita written, nobody is becoming bhakta. At the moment Prabhupada is written at once, moment those who are following Prabhupada at once, so many devotees coming, chanting, dancing, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. See what is the result. We can ask ourselves, if you enjoying what Prabhupada gave the life, we'll find free from tension, free from anxiety. Life become auspicious. Kick out mukti. No birth there. We can again go back to spiritual world. Again another ISKCON. That is what Prabhupada said. There is another ISKCON. If you go back to the spiritual world. Sorry. So you see, Akrura, there are 64 items and one can, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of the 9 is important. Out of 9, 5 you can develop, increase your attachment. Suppose say, archan, deity, taking care of deity, deity worship, bathing deity, or except as common thing, then again another is developing attachment to holy name, developing attachment to Srimad Bhagavatam Katha, developing attachment to a pure devotee Paramahansa Prabhupada. How many say? Developing attachment to Dham. Say, my case, I know I may commit offense about 1,000 times. So I go to dham sometimes, don't stay long. Therefore sometimes again go. But everybody doesn't have to do that. I feel, in case I commit offense, you know, there are great devotees, everything we cannot recognize who is a great devotee, who is not. Prabhupada's book, everything is written there. Everything cannot change. He is a pure devotee. He will manifest all the 28 qualities of a pure devotee. Pure devotee is a Paramahansa, here he mentioned. Completely pure. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching in his Gundicha Marjan how to clean the heart. Clean the floor of the temple. You clean your heart. It is very difficult to clean all these things. Free from enviousness. Prabhupada one day, with his one disciple, is reading and suddenly he said, Prabhupada, so I find all these things are within us. I thought you have become devotee. Was he? Yes, you are devotee, but there is also gradation there. You see within, have you become free from this? Dambho, arrogance, superiority. Dambho, darpo, pride, abhimanascha. All these things, we have got, yes? You have got. Then you want to go back to Godhead, try to become pure. So if you think, as you surrender more and more to Krishna, by Krishna's grace, you develop all the good qualities of his pure devotee. It takes time. Say, Prabhupada, one place say, it takes time to become free from these two things you are associating with. Kanako Kamini. Wealth, attraction to wealth, for our own sense gratification, gross or subtle, and attachment to opposite gender. As long as you have got attachment, temporary material thing, we cannot go back to Godhead. You cannot. You have to become complete attachment to Krishna's name, form, beauty, pastime. It takes time. Krishna's service, his pure devotee's service. That is where we are here for. At the same time, distributing book, distributing, preaching Krishna consciousness, make other devotee as the assignment given by our spiritual authority or authority. Here is wonderful how Chitra Ketu is glorifying. We can simply repeat, whole Srimad Bhagavatam is all great souls are gone glorifying Krishna's name, form, beauty, pastime. Who was that? Develop attachment. Ask yourself. At least you have got some attachment to something. Somebody likes to stay in Vrindavan. And everybody likes something. At least prasad everybody likes. Yeah? Who likes prasad? Please raise hand. At least this much attachment bhakti we have. Maybe we should have higher class attachment. Yeah? Tony? Higher class? You like Vrindavan? This is good? You like Vrindavan. Here is sadhu there. Who is sadhu? Krishna is saying, Opi Chet Sudara Charo, whatever he might have done in the past, forget the past. Let the future also slip in Bhaktivinoda Thakur. One say, present moment become Krishna conscious. You find your future is bright and and great. Something like that, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said. Yes? And preaching here, Achua, Nakbara. So ISKCON has got a bright future. And it's great and bright. ISKCON is well organized. What I see around the other, so many groups there. But ISKCON is most well organized, I find. Sometimes maybe someone challenges they are facing. It's natural to do something big, great. You have to face challenges. And that is the test. And we have to face test. Krishna will give us intelligence. Who? Krishna give intelligence. Who is pure? Krishna is telling. Machitta madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam kathanta samam nittam tushanti cha ramanti cha. So unless you love ISKCON, why you are here so many? I go to other temples, I don't see so many people. Whatever high thing they may say, philosophy, it is only ISKCON. ISKCON is honey. ISKCON is the honeycomb. But this is spiritual honey, no? I am sure, she is authority one. This is spiritual honey, that is Krishna's name is Madhu. And sometimes Radharani is confused. Is this Krishna gone? Madhu gone? There is one pastime of Krishna. And Radharani like that. More than that, I won't tell because I am in a bodily concern. But it's better to have some, you know, aspiration in future. One day I will understand all the Goswami's book. Little you can consult. Prabhupada already gave, that is our notebook. And check. And if you are pure, beyond bodily concern, you read all those books and check out your status, our status. At least this moment we like Krishna. You like Krishna Prasad, you like Krishna. Yes? Yes. Krishna is absolute. Yes?
Yes?
Yes. Yeah, be convinced. Because simply by conviction you can make so much advancement. Brahma says, Jadrishi Jadrishi Sodha, according to your Sodha, implicit. One shall get implicit faith in the words of Krishna because it is infallible, Krishna's word. And also one who follows Krishna, Prabhupada. Jasya deve para bhakti, jatha deve tatha guru. As much as you should have implicit faith in the word of Krishna, same you should have in the Guru, Prabhupada. Then everything will be revealed. Let us be as we are, not that taking on something. Yes, that is not everything. Krishna will see our heart. Yes? Ultimately, what we are? Our innermost thing is what we are, your heart. We should search within. Most cases, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, what your mind is, you think that is I am. We have to clean our thing. At present, being bodily concept, we are thinking and mind and intelligence taking over heart's case and soul is sleeping. That is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur said. Prabhupada also said, our soul is sleeping. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jeev Jago, everybody wake up to Krishna consciousness, the way Prabhupada say. Come out of the mouth souls, we are not here to become Babaji. We have to go and distribute Prabhupada's book, distribute Krishna. Distributing Prabhupada's book means distributing Krishna. Of course we have to do sadhana, get up early in the morning, otherwise there is chance to become victim of Maya. Maya, big Agasura, open mouth. And cowherd boys going inside, demigods, mode of goodness, I think, hey, going inside Agasura's mouth, what will happen? Krishna is planning. Gotcha. This guy Agasura, huh? This is not a cave. So this material world is also like Agasura. Prabhupada sometime mention, so I little mention, when you go detail, Bakasura. Prabhupada say, Prabhupada little mention, Bakasura means. Means something according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. What is all this Asura? This Asura is within us, already there. Bakasura, I mean, he is a pretender, I think. Treacherous. Our mind is also nonsense. Bakasura, I think. Check it out in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's book, all these things there. Krishna Sandarbha. Little check sometime. Our writers are already riding, our devotees, those are little scholarly, going round the world, sometimes distributing literature. Big Bakasura. Within us, Asura is there, doubt. That is also one demon. And it kills our bhakti. Sometimes we go away from ISKCON. Should not be kept captivated by this. Prabhupada said, in my book everything is there. Why you have to go to other places? What to speak of materialist? Prabhupada gave everything to us. Don't leave Prabhupada's boat. Prabhupada is the captain and he has got many assistants, deputies. There, that is ISKCON. Prabhupada says, you are my limbs, hands, feet, everything. Through you I am doing. So you cooperate. So Prabhupada says, your love will be sin. If you love a pure devotee, you develop attachment, he is going to Godhead, you also going to Godhead. Huh? Yes? If we follow Prabhupada, Prabhupada is going back to Godhead, we also go back to Godhead. Why divert attention to somebody else? No. Everything is there as Prabhupada's book. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching us. Advaita Acharya's son, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, chant that, and he became suddenly unconscious, fell down. He goes, he died or what happened? Fanning this, that, Adhutya Acharya came. He is crying, splashing water on his face. Gopal! Gopal! Gopal is not. Of course, many Gopal may be here. Actual Gopal is there. Gopal! Gopal! Gopal is not coming to concert. He's crying. He's one of his five sons. He has five sons. Simply Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. He is becoming lamenting. What happened to my son? But as Prabhupada was in little anxiety, as in the ship, in the boat, Jaladuta, twice stroke Prabhupada had. He's praying to the Lord. Suddenly Lord came in a dream. I am the captain. And I assured Prabhupada. Then Prabhupada is okay, even third stroke. Here he is also like that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is watching. Suddenly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he saw Advaita Acharya just a little lamenting, a grief. He's not coming to consciousness. He's chanting Nisinga Mantra, so many things. What do we do? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is here. God is here. What is fear? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gopal! At once, God. Jumping. So we are also sleeping, sleeping soul. Of course, not sleeping. One is Krishna conscious, he is not sleeping. In Bhagavad Gita, there is a slok. Jani sasarva bhutana. What is night to all being? Night means he is in unconscious of Krishna. That is most of the people are. That is why a devotee, one who is tasyang jagatti samyami, one is controlling his senses, not going to McDonald's, but taking prasad here. He is controlling his senses. That is bhakti. Sarva padhi vinirmuktam tat paratena nirmalam. He become pure. Take every day Krishna prasad, associate only with the devotees, no materialists. Just hello, goodbye, good morning, and forget. If he is materialist, doesn't matter how near and dear he could be. You can see how Prabhupada set up example. His own family member. If somebody come in, Prabhupada telling him, he may be near and dear. Prabhupada, I saw chastising. Then say, Subhag, take care. He asked one of his disciples, take care, give him room, give him prasad, everything, that's all. And Prabhupada gave him a suggestion. These are my dear son and daughter. You also follow, you get money. You distribute my book, okay? And Prabhupada's disciple, listening, what he is instructing, his own dear and near one. We have to learn, whole Prabhupada's whole life is teaching to us. Listen, he's setting up example, how to become an ideal householder, how to become an ideal sannyasi, how to become a pure devotee paramahansa. He's teaching us. Maybe there is 15 minutes, yeah? Shall we have leave some time for discussion? It's good to some interacting. Otherwise I go on teaching and just repeating what Prabhupada said or taught me. Better I listen from there are other devotees here, Prabhupada's disciple. They can also enlighten you. I have limitation, I must say. I'm simply repeating what Prabhupada said. This is your teaching. Sometimes father trains son. Instead of he is telling, he will tell other disciples. Hey, you speak, Krishna, you speak. Somebody's house. And this is a father trained son. And he tells, do this, do this. Repeat what I say. That is your preaching. What is it? And check out with your experience. Is it right or wrong? So here is many devotees. I know I cannot, I am not here to teach you, but I must say, I must deliver as a peon what Guru Mahi says. And I am trying to follow. So I am here also to be enlightened by those who are experienced. Let devotee there. Even new generation. Yes, here is one. Please comment or question. Sir. Please ask relevant question. Which subject I Prabhupada said and I am saying.
You mentioned at the beginning of the class that you had to come from Russia.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw so many devotees. 6,000 devotees are chanting, dancing. Russian Black Sea Festival. I was there with other, it's called luminaries.
Yeah, I also watched these videos and also I've been to some of these big festivals one time I was in Russia. We often see at these festivals like swamis or prabhus like stage diving or in the kirtan. I mean, I enjoy watching this, but how do you feel about this? Is that transcendental or is it a little bit too far out? You see devotees jumping off the stage, like jump into the crowd and get lifted out of stage diving like they do at the Hare Krishna rock concerts. Do you think this is okay or how do you feel about that?
Thank you, man. Thank you. I remember Prabhupada one day telling one of his disciples, you think? What is the value of your thinking? Because once you are not liberated, it means all your thinking has no value. Thinking means speculating. So we'll see in the light of what scripture said, sadhu said. At least he's trying to glorify. He's in ecstasy. If I find other's fault, I have to see. Most probably I have fault within many. Unless I am Adhikari, I don't try to see other's fault. This is my stand. This is the way I see through the eye or a glass of my Guru and Shastra. Make sense to you? Thank you very much. It may not be sometime what Prabhupada said, or depending on time, circumstance and places, maybe he allows. So I'll put it this way. Make sense to you? Not a big thing to consider. Prabhupada sometimes danced like that. Sometimes devotees may not be doing. But at least he is a devotee, far from others, outsider. Should consider. It's small, minor matter. It's not very important thing, I think. We are here to become Krishna conscious. Yes? And time is very limited. Any moment we can miss. Better be Krishna conscious. See other, even little bit good, better see that. Make sense? Let's see the positive thing. Thank you very much. Anything you want to say? Anything, our president? Pancha Gauriji, you want to say?
Comment. Mike?
He's a Brajavasi, our ISKCON president here. You want to listen? He's also experienced, long time. I cannot stay here, long time.
I like your comment about seeing the good in others. There'll always be some questionable activities going on this way
or
that way.
Better see other good things.
If we work on ourselves, seeing the good in others is best.
Bhakti Siddhartha Thakur, one day I tell one story. Bhakti Siddhartha Thakur one day saw one of his disciples came to him, Guru Maharaj, he does this. Suddenly Bhakti Siddhartha, have you finished? Don't take it like that. So he said, does he have any good qualities? He remained silent. Now after that Bhakti Siddhartha Thakur said, if you think I am a royal wizard, something like that, if you had all things inside, you see in others. Better see your what is there, dark spot within you, rather see others little good of it, you praise, then you will be soon purified. Make sense? Make sense? This is, we are going through already so much problem time to time. Better see other devotees' good qualities and glorify, thereby we will become more pure. Make sense? Yeah? Make sense? Make sense? It's easy. There is a saying that Prabhupada said that it is easy to see others' defect, to become see this fault, that fault. Better we see what is good, good, good. They will find it more favorable to propagate Krishna consciousness. Make more devotee. That is, make more friend, then easily make, you know, relation, sour. Make sense? Yeah? Yeah? What others say? Am I all right? Any other question, comment, please? Here is one. Here you have experienced person, long time, movement, few luminaries. Yeah. You tell something. You can hear? Yes.
Two questions on this point. Sometimes it seems a little difficult when we try to, at one point we're called to discriminate, the devotee should discriminate and at the same time to see all others in a superior position. So sometimes it seems like there's a little bit of tension in obeying both of those principles.
He was here.
You should distinguish this Kanishtha, Madhyama.
Oh, I see.
But at the same time, we should see everyone as superior. So, how to do
both? Ajay. That Prabhupada will see through the eye of scripture. You find yourself, first is where is my status spiritually? First to find. And then see through Prabhupada's book, and you understand, and consult with others, then you can see others properly, because also devotees call harmonist. The two things are completely opposite nature, but he knows how to make a unity in diversity. Understand? That's like that one flower is very nice, fragrant, but it may be small. Other flowers look very beautiful. Out of this you can make a bouquet and present to Radharani. Please take it to Krishna, Radharani. Here is a nice boy, Krishna. I don't know what is devotion. Here is a good devotee. Please take this. He gave it to you. Make sense to you? He's got, devotee is something like a harmonist. Something completely opposite nature. He knows out of these two how we make one unit. And present it. Make sense? Is that clear?
Yes.
Make sense? Make sense? His grace, president. You see, two different things. You are taking another question.
He said unless one is completely freed from material contamination, he can't go back to God. That's what Prabhupada says.
Well, ultimately that is necessary. But I won't tell everybody and everywhere this thing. Then many will run away.
So can you
this is for higher class. Because here many devotees are there a long time. I am telling them, don't be complacent, I have become Krishna conscious, or you become Paramahamsa. But you are on the way. Prabhupada is perfect, God is perfectly perfect. You follow God, then you become perfect. But are you perfectly perfect? No. You are perfectly perfect. There is no end to perfection. That is what Prabhupada said. Yes? There is no end to perfection. You go perfect. More perfect, more perfect. And go closer, closer to Krishna. I remember in mathematics we used to read some series. X tending to infinity. But he never arrives infinity. But still, he is near to infinity. Make sense? Just like you have got kindergarten arithmetic. You have got up to even master degree arithmetic. And there is no end to it. But you go first from kindergarten to higher school. Don't think of too much about master degree now. Make sense? Something like that. At once don't jump into Paramahamsa, then it becomes Sahajya. You know your status. You are Kanishtha Adhikari. Now Prabhupada says, Neophyte Yori, follow! Bodhisattva, Bacha Vega, Krodha Vega, are you controlling? Those who are here, I ask. I must say, I don't have control. Though I have given a danda, whatever danda is danda, now I am not carrying. I know, I don't have control over all the six. But I am trying. You know that? You have to... A hero in the spiritual world means, in the spiritual plane, realm, means he must have all these things controlled. Material world, just opposite. A hero is you jump from one bed to another, enjoying. Yes? Who can enjoy more sense getting? He's a hero in material world. And spiritual world, who can control, restrain? Bacha vega, krodha vega. You control your anger, control your speech. Huh? Control your belly. Don't see something very palatable, peel up. No. No rice dal. Being gulab jam. Whatever. So, jiva begam, krodha begam, your anger, your mind. And what is another one? Udara begam. And another, impostor begam. If too much fail, then pressure going. Now ultimately down pressure, too much. What I don't want to say. Issue in the street, I don't want to tell. Then we become like that. Make sense? Is that easy? You have to pay the price. Yes? And takes time. That is why Prabhupada made ISKCON. Consult with Guru and accordingly you make your role or whatever, which role you will take, which ashram you will take and so many things. Some license given. Healthy, not something impractical. Make sense? Thank you very much. Any other? Yes, any other question, comment?
Jealous to someone. And it happens on three levels, like lower level, peer level, and peer level.
Achha, achha.
So it only takes place unless we are having some weapon in ourselves.
Achha.
We are not having the superior quality of person is possessing.
Achha.
So this jealousy only takes place because of this jealousy it criticizes others. So my question is, why we, instead of doing inwards,
Trying to find faults and others.
We should better look ourselves first and try to observe our
inner
selves.
Huh. Then
to find
faults. What exactly question is he saying? Yeah, he tell in few words to the point, exact point. I heard most of it.
So what he is saying is that why do we become jealous of others?
Oh, I see. That is why in the material plane. Materialist means he is jealous. But if you listen Harikatha from Prabhupada, get devotee, you become gradually become free. It takes long time. That is why in the material world, 8,400,000 species are going through because we are jealous. We don't want, we want we also become like Krishna and enjoy. This is very deeply rooted, this is. So this will easily won't go, it will take time. If millions of lives we are going through this, so you cannot easily get rid of it. You have to pay the price. It's not overnight, I use the formula, Maharaj, tell me the formula. Now I become Paramahamsa. No. You cannot become Paramahamsa. Pure devotee means a Paramahamsa. Prabhupada want all our Gyastas to become Goswami, Paramahamsa. That is what Prabhupada said. He didn't say Sannyasi. But Sannyasi is supposed to be Paramahamsa, on the highest level. Prabhupada said Gyastas also. So if you are Gyastha, you become Paramahamsa. Paramahamsa means he has no... Paramo Nimmat Saranam Satam. He is a sadhu who is Paramo, supremely non-envious. Here goes the bell. You see, Krishna consciousness is so nice. In the spiritual world, you are not going to think things are coming to you either. Krishna's mercy is coming to you. This is ISKCON. So they have never leave ISKCON. Yes? Now GBC made a rule. When you take initiation, don't be simply attached to one person.
I've seen many...
What you have seen doesn't matter. What is the value of your seeing? So others are seeing, you have to see. See your din. See your within. Look within. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Gundicha Marjan. Clean your heart by doing your service, what given by the authority. Yes? What authority gave you the service? That is cleaning your heart. Sometimes some devotees say, I don't like, I am not doing my sadhana. I say, this is your nature. That is why you do this. This service is given to you. According to your inclination and temperament, Prabhupada sometimes give this service you do. And that is you achieve perfection. Yes? Yeah? Say something, yes? Oh, yeah. He's saying yes. Yes? Everybody. I learned when you are distributing book, actually I was not a book distributor. I don't know technique. So they asked me other service, Prabhupada also said. But I am learning from leader saying. You tell like this, you have heard about Krishna? Nod your head and make him nod. Yes? I don't tell who this leader. And we enact. Take those devotees, good distributor, some Mataji or some boy, how you act. Another one, act as if you are a passerby walking, and you have to have various means how to attract his attention. Is very difficult, he's busy. No. Somewhere other mesmerize him so that he can bring him to Krishna. Are you going and coming? This guy is confused. He doesn't know what to say. Then he says, are you going or coming? At times you start putting in Krishna consciousness, inducing him to Krishna consciousness, and take his time and distribute his book. Very nice. So you are, Baba says, those who are in ISKCON, they are the most fortunate person in the world, maybe, Baba said. Don't jump into another boat. So, there is over 9 o'clock, I know you have got other seva, but I am very surprised to see, though I don't know, I am just a peon giving Prabhupada's letter to you, but you are not going to that other seva. There is also seva, and most are attracted to that, maybe start here with it, that seva. Seva of the tongue. Tongue is seva, you chant Hare Krishna also. Take something, madhu, it's Krishna, non-defined here. Start with this. There's no question. Hare Krishna. May Prabhupada bless us, may all follow Prabhupada and get the blessing of Prabhupada and get the ticket back to Godhead Express. Hare Krishna.